Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Reyna Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol REYG and on the OTCQB under the symbol REYGF. Now we are chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Wood. Just to remind everybody, Reyna Gold is focused on district scale gold exploration in Northwest Mexico. Focus being on the flagship La Gloria project, again, in Mexico. Now, Michael, this is more of a broad update because we really want to know when we're going to see some more drill results. We last chatted at the tail end of April. We talked about the initial 8 holes from the 10,000-meter drill program. At that time, you guys were through 18 holes. Give us a few insights, please, on when you think you could be getting some drill results back from. Let's start there, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey. No, great to be here. And yeah, drilling is progressing. We've now done 30 holes, about 4,300 meters across 3 target areas. We're now drilling at La Republicana, our 3rd target area. And imminently, I think, Corey, is the answer. Hopefully, it's a matter of weeks now, but hopefully a week or two, ideally. I'm optimistic very soon we'll have a next batch of drills that's out to the market. So we're getting there. But great to be here and just give a general update on what we're doing. And drilling, yeah, is progressing well. We're very excited to get out another batch of results. You know, we put out the first batch with some good results. Now, a lot of good mineralization close to surface is what we're wanting from the main zone area. We identified the Las Ramblas vein. We've actually gone back and drilled deeper on that Las Ramblas vein, so we're very interested to see those results. And then very excited about this new target area, actually, La Republicana. It's something the team's always been very excited about, and now we've drilled the first 2 holes there, both about 150 meters deep. And different kind of host rocks. It's more volcanic up there. It's a bit more mountainous, but a lot of historic workings up there. Actually, the 2 parts of the property, the most historic workings, are La Republicana and then San Pedro. And San Pedro will be our 4th target. Hopefully, we'll start drilling there within about a month. So very excited with this development of moving on to the 3rd and shortly the 4th target areas.
Well, Michael, it's exciting. And just for people that are not familiar with each of these different targets on the project, let's maybe dive into each one of them and just go through why the geological team is excited, starting with the main zone. I know you have that Pique Viejo area, and that's one of the areas that you probably have put some of these drill holes into. What has the team animated about this area here at the main zone?
Yeah, sure. So look, we have 2 core targets in the main zone. We have what we call Big Pit, which is a known hydrothermal breccia. And we've gone back and we've put a few more holes in to develop that even more. We believe, you know, we have good mineralization from surface. We had one of our best drill holes. We had 8 meters at 4 grams per ton from surface. We also had a 30-meter continuous intercept of 0.5 grams per ton, which, again, in the Sonoran Desert is a good economic grade. So we've gone back and we drilled a few more holes into this known hydrothermal breccia, which we want to develop, which is a very good bulk tonnage target. And then we've also gone back to Pique Viejo, where we have this Las Ramblas vein the team's identified. We have about 280 meters identified at surface, and we hit some good mineralization about 40 meters from surface in the initial drilling, up to 8 grams. And we've gone back and we've drilled down to hit this vein about 100 meters from surface, and hopefully show an extension of the veins and veinlet systems around the main vein. So they're the 2 kind of priorities on the drilling at the main zone. And then we've also been drilling at El Sombrero, which is a target further north of the main zone where we've identified a number of veining at surface. And we've put a number of holes in there wanting to understand the system better. And interestingly, there we're also finding copper mineralization as well as gold and silver. We're finding copper, gold, silver in El Sombrero, where in the main zone we're just finding gold. So interesting that we're starting to get that polymetallic element more in El Sombrero. And then up at La Republicana, it's a bit further north on the property to the northern part on the regional trend northwest-southeast. And it's more mountainous, different kinds of host rocks. We've got volcanic host rocks up there. And definitely the team's very excited about a developing stockwork system, which we've already mapped for about 400 meters in length and about 200 meters in width. And we're actually doing a lot of extensive mapping and sampling around that area right now. The team's out in the field trying to develop that area even more, and very excited particularly about that La Republicana target area.
So then, Michael, I'm assuming the drilling that's ongoing now isn't really guiding the rest of the drilling, right? You have all these targets that you're going to test anyway. So because results are delayed, it's not slowing down the drilling, but we just won't know where you'll be following up, I guess, in the near term. Do you have any flexibility with the drill program when you do start getting these results back?
Yeah, we have a great relationship with the contractor or drilling and a lot of flexibility. And yeah, exactly. We'd already pre-programmed. We wanted to drill these four target areas, which are along a stretch of about 16 kilometers of our property on this regional trend, the Mojave-Sonora regional trend, the northwest-southeast trend. And so that was the initial plan. We wanted to get some good drilling done into these four target areas. Then we'll reassess. I mean, we are flexible, you know, because the team was so excited about the Las Marinas vein, we've gone back and drilled at greater depth. So, you know, we have gone back to the main zone rather than just continuing the outreach across the four target areas. But definitely there's a lot of flexibility with the relationship we have with the drill contractor.
Well, and Michael, just remind us of where this drill program is heading overall, because when we initially talked, you wanted to do a 10,000 meter program with about 22 holes and 3,000 meters. You're already up to 33 holes. And so how much do you envision still drilling for the balance of the year?
Yeah, drilling is ongoing. I mean, we're just finding more and more targets. Definitely La Republicana, a lot of targets developing. I think a number of drill holes will go into that. So, the board approved the initial 10,000 meters. We're now at about 4,300 meters. So good progress, and drilling is ongoing. And, you know, we're really very excited about the development of really all these four target areas. And then there's plenty more target areas as well on the property we get to. Like you mentioned in the beginning, this is district scale exploration. We're not just out there looking to put together a few hundred thousand ounces. We really believe at La Gloria, there's a lot of ounces there. It's never really been looked at. It's a great location. Surrounded by multiple big deposits and great infrastructure in place. That's really also a very important part from exploration, which sometimes is overlooked from you know, investors. A lot of great infrastructure in place right by the Amchinati mine, power, water, transportation, and labor. So, you know, we're delighted with the location and really want to show the district scale potential of this property with this initial phase. And then I think, you know, we'll probably start to hone in on, well, we'll see, but maybe two or three of the targets and start to build up a potential resource at these targets to show something substantial. But initially just wanting to show that there's mineralization in multiple parts of this property.
Now, Michael, there's been a fair bit of historical work here too. I believe around $5 million spent with around 13,000 plus meters drilled. Are you guys using any of these results to play into more of the targeting? Are you following up on any of these results, or is this really true new exploration on different areas?
Yeah, a lot of the historic work was done in the main zone, and we've definitely used that for the targeting around the Big Pit area. There was never any historic drilling done at El Sombrero. There was a little bit of historic drilling done at La Republicana, and very limited actually down in San Pedro. So they really focused in the main zone area. And then also they did some drilling over on the eastern part of the property closer to the Alchinate mine. So we're definitely using the historic work for targeting, but we're also doing a lot of our own work. You know, we've put together what we think is a great geological team, and a lot of the targets have been produced internally from field work, sampling, and mapping, more so than using the historic data.
Well, Michael, just one more on the historic nature, and that is you also are on the Caborca Gold Belt, which is surrounded by some majors that are large producers, and they've got serious projects. Maybe just remind people that when you say you're looking for district scale, this is the kind of area where you do find it, this kind of belt, because Fresnillo and Alamos are both operating nearby. So just give people a sense of how prolific this belt has been historically.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The biggest gold mine in Mexico is on it. Not far away from us, Fresnillo's La Herradura mine. They produce 400,000 to 500,000 ounces a year. About 16 million ounces have been discovered there now and ongoing. You know, an intergenerational asset that's a substantial discovery. Fresnillo also have two other mines on the trend, the Alamos mine, and it's a relatively untouched trend. It's only really been since the discovery of La Herradura in the mid 90s that people have started to look at this trend. So. Not only are the substantial assets, but they're also, you know, they're heap leachable assets, which is key. And I think, again, it's something that is very important in the economics of a project. The fact that, A, the capex is substantially lower for a heap leach plant, and then, B, the opex generally, because it's pretty simple mining, is also quite conservative. So, you know, the Fresnillo mines operate around 0.6, 0.7 grade and sub all in 1,000 cost. So very economic deposits, as was the Alamos Alchinate mine right next door. So it's a great trend. And, you know, we believe a lot more discoveries will be made on the belt. I think Fresnillo do too. And delighted to be there.
So, Michael, what about funding then for this program moving through to the end of the year, whenever this program wraps up? What can you tell us in terms of cash on the bank?
Yeah, we're in great shape. We're about $7.6 million Canadian dollars in the bank as of now. Our market cap is only a tad higher than that. So I think anyone looking for a stock, it's a great time to buy. I was looking actually the other day. Our VWAP since we started trading is 29 cents, and we're trading at 12, 13 cents right now. So, you know, one-third of our VWAP since we've been on the market. So cash position is great. We're very fortunate. We're not having to go to the market in these challenging times. And, you know, the aim is to go show substantial results before the end of the year and then potentially raise capital Q1 2023 to be fully funded for 2023.
All right, Michael. Look, we're all waiting for drill results. So when those drill results come out, we're going to have you back on the show and we are going to cover those because you started off with those initial eight holes. There were some very good results in there. When we get some more of these holes, we'll follow up. If anybody has any follow-up questions in the meantime, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you. And again, we'll follow up on the back of some of these drill results. Michael, thank you very much for your time. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.